Welcome to my castle life with the American Prince Charles III. The drawbridge is down for all those to walk across the moat and enter into a kingdom of fun, reenactments, and exciting entertainment topics. Behind this fortress, get the latest updates on how to write a story, plotting, creating new and exciting characters, building dramatic situations, and formatting your story structure, knowing the rules, and when and how to break them.
Sorry, Charlie, I digress.
Don't wake the dragon! But in case you do, get your crossbows ready. Aim, pull back, and shoot! And now, as we catapult into the show, he will never let chivalry die. Here's the American Prince Charles III!
And I want to welcome you to the show today on the American Prince Charles III. Happy 2022. Right? 2022. I tell you what, this year is going to be full of fun and amazing things. I feel it. I name it. I claim it in the name of the Lord. And I tell you what, today I want to talk to you about something a little lighthearted. Have you ever fallen on ice? You know, and when you fall, I'm not talking about just a little slip. I'm talking about, have you actually just fallen and like, oh my God. You know, I have to tell you, let me tell you a story about myself. One day I was walking, I was in Japan, I was living over there, and I had to walk from the barracks, because I was stationed in the Navy over there, walk from the barracks, and oh my God, when I fell, the first thing happened to me was, I wanted to make sure no one saw me. But I'm telling you what, when I hit that ground, oh my God, it felt like the whole world was looking at me. It felt like I just didn't know what was going on. It felt like I had just gone to a new world.
What you say?
It is so true. I said, oh my God. And then when I got down there, I couldn't even get up. And it was some ice. Ice was the culprit of this fall. It wasn't like I was drinking or drunk or anything like that. I was walking in the wintertime and I hit that ice. And when I hit that ice, I fell so hard. And I just wanted to talk to you because today, you know, there are a lot of cities and countries underneath ice storm warnings here in America. For those of you that are not in America listening, we have a lot of storms trekking through right now that's producing tons of ice, snow, and just very cold wintry mixed weather with winds and rain and snow. So, you know, what is the proper way to walk on ice? I say just don't get on it. Especially don't fall on it, people. And let me tell you, so I decided, let me just Google, looking up, you know, how to walk properly on ice, if that's such a thing. Okay, so the first thing I see, it says, select proper footwear. Well, I tell you what, it wasn't like I was walking out there with my church shoes on or anything, you know, but I had on tennis shoes that day. But I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever fallen and got embarrassed? Have you? Put it in the comments below. Let me know tell me your story. Tell me about your experiences. I could tell you. When I fell and I looked down, everybody was taller than me because I was way on the ground. You know, it was just ridiculous. The whole world was ahead of me. So I was like, you know, I need someone to help me up. But I was in pain. I was physically in pain. Oh, I have a text message. Okay, let's see where's that coming from. Oh, okay, because I went over here and tried to do the wonderful what you call this thing, this research on the snow, and it just came through. Okay, wonderful. All right, so with that being said, it says, number one, select proper footwear. Number two, walk cautiously. Okay, and then number three says, walk consciously. Cautiously and consciously. Say that fast three times. I don't think I can. I'm not going to even try it. So I guess what they're saying, got to be conscious of where you are. Be conscious that there's ice possibly where you're walking. But be cautious that you don't walk too quickly or too fast and slip on the ice, right? So you got to be cautious. Okay, so number four, walk small. Avoid erect marching posture. You don't want to walk like you're marching, right? So don't march. You want to walk straight up. No, don't walk straight up. That's what it's saying. So you want to walk at a normal posture. And if you have to, for me, okay, for me, it helps me to kind of lean forward a little bit when I'm walking on ice or slippery surfaces. I kind of lean forward a little. So if that helps you, lean forward a little, all right? And number five, many injuries occur when entering or exiting a vehicle. Imagine that. When you get it in or out your car, that's when you slip. Mainly because you just have one leg on the ground, people, you know? So, I mean, unless you're like a, you know, some sort of animal or something. Normally just have one, you just have one leg on the ground trying to get out the car and the other leg is inside the car. So that one foot has a lot of trash you try to keep for you, you know? So help your foot out. So exit your car cautiously and carefully and consciously, you know, and select the proper footwear. But also, number six, it says, be sure you remove snow immediately before it becomes packed down and turns into ice. You know, that's something I wasn't quite sure. I'll tell you a quick story right quick. Let me see. All right. I'm going to tell you guys a story. I want you guys to sit back and listen. All right. This story takes place in 1992. I was stationed. Actually, I wasn't stationed anywhere. I was actually going off to boot camp in Chicago, Illinois. And I had what they call a snow watch. Now, remember, I'm from Mississippi. I don't really see snow much. I don't live in the northern part of Mississippi. So I really don't see a lot of snow where I'm from. Well, when I got to boot camp in Chicago, the Great Lakes boot camp, recruiting unit there, I went to bed around 12:30 at night, and then there was a knock on my door, and I was like, who is that? What is that? And actually, it was the bunks we were in, but you had to come into the living quarters where everybody were sleeping in their bunks. So I was in the top bunk, and there was a knock at the door. And then there was a knock above my bunk. Hey, Rayburn. I said, who is this? Rayburn. I said, Charles. I said, yeah, what's up? I'm sleeping. Get that flashlight out my face. What's going on with you people? Can't you see I'm trying to sleep? I got to get up and, hey, man, you need to get up and put your coat on. I said, put my coat on? What for? It's 12:30 at night. What you talking about? Put a coat on. Where we going? It is cold outside. It's snowing out there. What's wrong with you people? Man, you got to put your coat on because you have snow watch. I said, what? What's a snow watch? He said, well, snow watch is you have to get up, put on your socks. You may want to double up or triple up your socks because you'll find out. Just get your coat, get your hat, and get your gloves. And I'm like, this doesn't sound too good. I don't know about that. And so anyway, I got dressed. I put on my layered up of socks and shirts and my clothes as far as the pants and my jacket. And I got my pea coat. A lot of people like, what is that? Well, that's that real thick navy. I think it's made out of wool. I'm not quite sure what it's made of. But it's real thick and it's real warm and comfortable. Put that on. Put on my ski hat. And out the door I went. And let me tell you, when we went to bed that night, around 9 o'clock, we had heard a storm was coming, but it was no snow on the ground whatsoever that night when I went to bed. But when I woke up, the snow was up to my knees. And I said, what you say? I sure did. And I said, what are we out here for? He said, well, man, you got snow watch. So here's the shovel and you need to shovel the snow off this sidewalk and keep it clean. I said, do what? I want to go back to my bed. Oh, man, you got snow watch till 7 a.m. I said, I got to be out here till 7 a.m. shoveling snow. Are you kidding me? He said, welcome to the Navy. So that's what I did. I ended up shoveling snow from about 1 a.m. to about 7 a.m. And my job was to keep the sidewalk clear of any snow. And so the snow didn't melt and pack and turn to ice. So that's the story I wanted to share with you guys. Wherever you are, please be careful. Don't slip and fall and have an injury or fracture bones or what have you. You know, please be careful out there. Remember, happy January 2022. I want you guys to be safe out there, because this year, My Castle Life, we're going to be doing great things. And I know you are too. I feel it and I know it. And I keep all of you in my prayers. And I hope and pray that you will have a successful day, a blessed week coming up, and a safe week. Until then, I want to say again, thank you for swinging by My Castle Life, and may God bless you.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Topics that make you move.
Topics that make you want to really move.
You're listening to the American Prince.